The service rendered by stores can be categorized into four factors. What is service given by stores? First is, as I told you, to make available a balanced flow of raw materials, components, tools, equipment, any other materials necessary to meet operational requirement of production. They need oil? Okay, take this oil. They need a special tool? Okay, take this special tool. There should not be any event where there is no stock. No stock. Sir, there is nothing in stock. What will that poor production man will do? He will close his machine and sit down, and production will get affected. Many times I have seen, when I was working in Bosch, that there were many occasions where there was no stock. It's a very bad way of operating the stores. No stock. How can no stock happen? It cannot happen. It should not happen. There should be something called as a reordering level, which obviously these people were not following. And I am going to discuss this reordering level again and again to you. So, to make available a balanced flow of raw material. Flow, what is flow? That material comes, material goes, material comes, material goes. That's a balance. What is balance? That it should not lie there in continuously increasing the inventory level. So it should be a flow. Then to provide maintenance materials whenever they want it, spare parts, to receive and dispatch finished products, dispatch with proper packing, dispatch with proper transportation, because there should not be any transit damage, because that is simply not allowed. Customer will not accept your material if there is a transit damage. You will lose money. Then to accept and store scrap, other discarded materials, including obsolete items. What is obsolete? Some design has been changed. Some parts are not required anymore. They are obsolete means they have gone out of circulation. Nobody wants those materials. Such materials are sent to the stores. We cannot throw them out. We have to accept it and keep the proper accounting of that. To accept and store scrap and other discarded materials, including obsolete items as they arise, and arrange to dispose them off. Maybe we have to dispose them off as scrap. Whatever. Or we may have to find out whether these materials are usable anywhere else, either inside or outside factory. We have to find out that we have, for example, so many bearings are there. Are these bearings useful to some people? Are they, today we don't need them. But anybody else may be needing it. Find out. You will get more money. If you sell as scrap, you will get very less money. If you sell it as a usable material, you will get more money for that. So like that we have to work. And that is discussed afterwards properly. Major responsibilities of a stores manager. Identification. For example, it is a dustbin. I will call it as some other name, but identification, once you do, I call it as dustbin. Everyone in the company must call it as dustbin only. That means the identification. It should not be that various names are used by many people for the same item. Then there will be a big confusion. So, the first and foremost thing is identification. That means fix a name. Everyone uses same name for that. Then codification will be there. Then standardization will be there. All that we will discuss in the coming chapters. So, that is the responsibility. Identification, codification, standardization, variety reduction, all that will come. Then, receipt, as I told you, properly receive the items. Inspect, get it inspected from the QA people, then storage and preservation, material handling. In this book, there is one chapter in detail of all material handling equipments. What correct material handling equipment should be used? That very good chapter we have kept in this book. Then packing, picking and packing. What is picking? That also I have discussed afterwards. Picking, that means as soon as the material order comes from the customer, The man, stores man, goes to the proper bin and rack, picks up the material and issues it. And this looks very simple. But sometimes huge orders come for so many materials. So to go to the proper racks, to find out the location, pick the materials and pack it becomes a real difficult exercise. So for that also there is a system which we will discuss afterwards. So picking and packing and issuing. Then processing of customer orders. Customer order comes, you have to group the customer orders. For example, there is a gearbox and many customer orders are there. So we have to pick the gearbox from here, gearbox from here, and make a batch and go and pick them up and keep it. Then dispatch of goods, then stock records, bin card, how many have come, how many have gone, what is the price of issue, and that I call it as stores accounting. Because if I have got the material at rupees 615 and I am issuing it at 630, it should not happen. If the weighted average of the price where we have bought the material from purchase, if it is rupees 650, 6 rupees 50 paisa, I have to issue it at rupees 650 only. Afterwards, one more supply has come, the price of that was 7 rupees, then we have to calculate the weighted average price and then issue at that weighted average price only. So that all that stores accounting we will be discussing afterwards. Then inventory control, as I said, that we cannot have unbelievable stocks of various parts. Company's money will be locked in that. Then submission of management information reports. Live inventory. For example, we will be discussing a system where 50 parts come from the supplier. There were 70 parts, so 70 plus 50, and then some issue is there of 20 parts. So 70 plus 50 minus 20. So on the computer, we already know what should be the stock, and exactly that stock should automatically tally. If it doesn't tally, we have to do reconciliation. We have to find out why it doesn't tally. Because it happens that people have taken 20 parts, whereas they have given the indent of only 15. So all these mistakes will happen. All that we will discuss. But management information reports means, if we have taken the perpetual inventory, then how many parts correct stock was tallied, in how many cases correct stock was not tallied and why? The stock was less, stock was more, everything can happen. So there are so many management information reports. What are the discrepancies? What is the shortage? What is the excess? What is the damage? Everything management information reports have to be made. So all these are major responsibilities of a stores manager. Stores manager is a very important person. Whenever I was in these companies, I have met the senior stores managers and senior purchase managers. They are called as supply chain management people. Supply chain management. They have a stream there called supply chain management. And I have met the senior most people in supply chain management there. So all these major responsibilities they have to undertake. Interrelationship between store and other departments also is there. They have to maintain. They have a day-to-day relationship with purchase. Because purchase orders are issued by purchase department. They take the help of SRM, that is supplier relationship management. And continuously the orders are placed on suppliers as per the master production schedule. There is something called as master production schedule, and as per that the orders are continuously issued to the suppliers, and suppliers will be given the schedule. That means at 2 o'clock on coming 20th you have to supply so many parts. Like that, hourly schedules are given to the suppliers. by SRM. As per that, material comes and inspected and all that. So they have a day-to-day relationship with purchase. If the material is not available, there is an indent from production for 2000 parts, and 2000 parts are not there in the stock. There is a big problem, so they have to immediately give a ring to the purchase department and tell them that, sir, there is a requirement here for 2000 parts and I have only 400 parts in the stock, so please expedite. Please tell the supplier that I want this material in next 1 hour. So, day-to-day relationship is there. Then production, very obvious. Production people come to stores, they ask for material. And if the material is not there, they start crying. Then there is a day-to-day relationship with accounts, because they have to give the daily report of the stock to the accounts department, where accounts department will be putting it in the store's ledger. Then personnel department, because stores will run properly only if there are trained people. Only if there are trained people, otherwise there will be a total mess. And obviously stores has a day-to-day relationship with sales, because sales people will be telling that, look, there is a customer order. Store people will be coming to them, they will say, this is the customer order and we need the material immediately. So they have to pick the material and pack the material and so on, and immediately fulfill the customer's order. So now, up till now, you have understood that it is a very, very important central function, stores management. What is objective for excellence? We have discussed excellence, reduction of time required to enter and ship new and change customer requirements. Because customer doesn't have time. Customer tolerance time, CTT, is very low. We cannot assume that they will be ready to wait for 3 months, 6 months and so on. Reduction of time required to enter and ship new and change customer requirements. Lowering the inventory levels in entire pipeline, the slashing not only the required investment, because I said inventory means it is locked money. Locked money means profitability is getting reduced. Very clear. Lowering the inventory levels in the entire pipeline, then slashing not only the required investment, but also the lead time through the pipeline. Because if too much inventory is there, you have to search the material also. It will take time. Quality will be bad. So on. So many problems will come. Actually, some people will say inventory is an asset. It's a current asset. Sometimes, heart in heart, I feel that if inventory is too much inventory is lying, then it is not asset. I feel, why I cannot call it as liability. Okay, I accept that it is a current asset. But then, I cannot keep it whatever quantity I like, because it is locked up money. Then increasing the productivity of all company assets, and emphasis on reducing payroll costs by eliminating bureaucratic procedures in favor of streamlined computer-supported systems. Long-term price agreements for use by common customer and supplier systems. Electronic funds transfers between bank accounts. All this because for everyone in the business, fund flow is very important. For supplier also, fund flow is important. For customer also, fund flow is important. For organization itself also, fund flow is very important. So electronic fund flow is very, very important. That we have to see. Then with the suppliers, we must have long-term price agreements. Long-term relationship with suppliers and customers. Very big principle on which today we are running the stores. Laborious attempt by attempt check-ins at the receiving dock and generation of receipt transaction to be eliminated. Inspection of incoming goods to be reduced. Some people will object to this sentence. But I say, yes, incoming inspection is required, but not too much. Give the onus of that quality on the suppliers. Suppliers must inspect. They must give me the assurance that, sir, whatever I am supplying to you is of good quality. Why should I do any inspection? I must give the authority to my suppliers that, look, you only tell me whether the quantity and quality is okay. I don't want to count the parts. I don't want to inspect it. And it is possible. If there is a dedicated supplier with long-term relationship, why I should do any quality inspection? Okay, I will do some random inspection. I will do some percent inspection. Okay, but why I should do 100% inspection? Why cannot the supplier take the responsibility of giving me the correct quantity and correct quality? Why not? It is possible. So, in inspection of incoming goods to be reduced, the responsibility of quality should be owned by the suppliers, and they should assure quality of goods. Picking, sorting, packing and shipping customer requirements are still very costly operations. Newer systems and changes in store layout have to be effected to improve upon this aspect. It is possible. Then productive utilization of store space, which I have said again and again, cubic space. Not only square foot, but also cubic foot space must be utilized. Because our locked up money is too much in space also. Understand this. Not only in inventory, it's space also. Money is locked up. And our prime duty is to see that this locked up money is continuously reduced. Because it is the profit. Where it is getting, profitability is getting reduced. So we have to see that this locked up money is reduced. Productive utilization of store space has to be improved. Use of standard containers. Standard quantity of per container should also be properly utilized. So that to ensure effective store space utilization. It should not happen that such a big container is there and only few parts are kept in that. So it is not a space utilization. I have told you also, so many containers are lying there empty. Or sometimes too much big container is there, small quantity is kept there. So it is ineffective space utilization. Okay? Then, cubic volume and weight of each stock at a time must be stored in database so that truckload shipments can fit. The trailer size could be planned. New systems must be developed which will set safety stock. What is this safety stock that I will discuss afterwards? With reorder level, there should be some safety stock also, because sometimes what happens? There is a traffic jam, there is some strike somewhere, and you should not run out of the stocks. So some safety stocks also should be kept. Then budgeting, reporting systems need to be improved. To include target and measurement of budget items as a percentage of revenues. Inventory quantity discrepancy should occur with a continuously reducing rate. I had gone to Samsonite, I asked them, what is the discrepancy? They showed me their records. But sir, during this annual inventory, our discrepancies were zero. Because they have a wonderful system of perpetual inventory. All A attempts, that means the most important attempts, they were checked regularly daily. Daily 5 attempts, stock was checked. Every day, they will pick up 5 different parts, and they will check whether the stock tallies with the card or not. Continuous inventory is there. Continuous inventory. They will not wait for annual inventory to find out what is the stock. Continuously they will be checking, and that's why they have a hang of the situation of what is happening daily. And they find out, they reconcile the things on a very regular basis, and that's why they know what is happening. They know if there is a pilferage, they know if there is any other problem. on a day-to-day basis. Very good system they have. Fast checks to verify location accuracy. That means the material is kept in proper location or not. That also we should know by this perpetual inventory. Fast checks. Kanban card or electronic form will be adopted to pull deliveries of repetitive attempts through the network of vendors, factories and distribution stores. We have already discussed this. Most important thing, housekeeping. Here, we are not aware of this thing, important thing at all, I would say. Because wherever I go, I find that the housekeeping is not up to the mark. Look at this beautiful photograph. Where the gangway is so clear, as if I feel that I have come to a 5-star hotel. And I have seen this in Bosch, I have seen this in Mahindra & Mahindra, I have seen this in Samsonite, that they keep a very good housekeeping of the stores. What is housekeeping? Housekeeping is all unnecessary materials which we have not used for last 6 months, which we are not going to use for another 6 months, which are not at all useful to us, must be removed out of the working area. Because they occupy the working area, they occupy the cubic space, they occupy the square foot space, and they are useless. So, all unnecessary, unuseful materials must be removed out of the working area physically. Number one. Number two, a place for everything and everything in its place. That means for keeping everything, we must have a rack. We must have a bin. It should not lie on the floor. It should not lie on the location which is not proper and as per the computer. It should not lie in some bad or outside the location. Otherwise, tomorrow we will not be able to retrieve that material. Okay, so a place for everything and everything must be kept in that place, in that location. Third is standardization. What is standardization? If there is a bin of one size, standardize it for the whole stores. It should not happen that one bin is of this size, one is of that size, one is that size. It should be standardized. It should not happen that too many different bins, too many different containers are there. We don't know what is going on. So there should be standardization and there should be discipline. This is housekeeping. 5S. You know 5S. A place for everything and everything in its place. And everything so spick and span that it is a pleasure to walk inside the stores. Check hazards outside the warehouse. Keep warehouse floor safe. Ensure safe access. What is access? The way to reach. That is access. So, ensure safe access to and from the warehouse. Keep work areas clean and tidy. Ensure safety equipment is used at all times. That is, fire extinguishers. Then, various other things are there. Eliminate any potential safety hazards. What is hazard? Hazard is a situation which will tomorrow create an accident. So, we should find out, we should locate, we should recognize hazards and eliminate them. We should reduce the risk by providing their railings, providing the guards, providing the security people. We must eliminate any potential safety hazards, clearly label designated hazardous zones, always use safe lifting techniques, provide training and refresher courses to old people also, new people also. We must train them, promote awareness in our own warehouse about the safety. Safety should always be a priority in the workplace. Because we have seen in stores so many accidents happen. And one accident will create a problem in the whole stores. All people will stop their work and there will be a big loss in productivity. Safety first should be our slogan in the storehouse. Are materials or attempts stacked too high? It should not be. Are stairs, fire escape exists, fire extinguisher obstructed? It should not happen. Are IELTS free from obstructions? Are IELTS ways marked properly? Are attempts overhanging or protruding to cause injuries? It should not happen. This is the then. Are BIM cards and tally cards displayed for identification? Is the furniture in good condition? Are storage areas generally clean and tidy? Are storage facilities adequate for the amount of time equipment? Is security for equipment storage adequate? Are freestanding shelves and cupboards secured for stability? Are they moving? If the material falls down from a height, there will be a big accident. Are heavy items stored at suitable height? It should not be stored at too much height where we are not able to reach. Are items stored within shelves with no overhangs? Are containers used for storage suitable and clearly labeled? Is there adequate light? Are all small loose items stored in appropriate storage? All this should happen. Then in store also. Okay, up till now I have discussed the safety. But now generally also in stores, what I should do? Mechanical handling should be preferred. Reduce manual handling. As far as possible, make it zero manual handling. Make it mechanical handling. All areas should have no smoking signs. Definitely. Because there are a lot of chemicals, a lot of inflammable chemicals are there, like petrol, diesel are there. There can be fire. So, strictly, no smoking everywhere. Then all bunds or dikes should have good drainage. The water, everything should not lie there. Stocks, racks, shelves, stacks, electrical machinery should be protected from rain or water. Sufficient illumination and ventilation should be provided. Loading and unloading should be so located to minimize disturbance to traffic. Storage of explosive, reactive, unstable, flammable and toxic materials. What is toxic? Toxic is poisonous. Should be so designed to maintain sufficient distances within the storage area and between other areas. Always place compressed gas cylinders, that means oxygen, acetylene, LPG and so on, nitrogen. Always place compressed gas cylinders in upright position. What is upright position? Top should be top and bottom should be bottom. It should be upright. It should not be kept in horizontal position like this. Secure them in place to prevent dropping or falling. In no case they should drop or fall. Keep it in the proper container, proper cradle. Handle them with extra care. Do not store them near any source of heat. The compressed gas cylinder should not be stored at temperature exceeding 54 degrees. That is the standard. Because otherwise they will get exploded. Oxygen gas cylinders and flammable gas cylinders should be stored separately, minimum 6.6 meters apart. Because if they start leaking, they will help each other to create the fire there. Flame-proof electric fitting, low boiling point chemicals in AC room, closed pipe transfer, safe pumping, local exhaust. What is local exhaust? Wherever the gas or wherever the poisonous gas gets created, there is a hood and there is an exhaust fan. Suddenly it will be removed out of the cabin. That is called as local exhaust ventilation. So that also should be given there. Thank you.